We bend our knees, we bow down. We say Baruch. We recognize that Hashem is the source of all bracha, of all blessing. We want more bracha, more blessing, more godliness, more goodness in the world. Atta. We're speaking to you, Hashem, directly. Before we can mention Hashem's name, there's something we need to do. We have to stand up straight. In Gemara and Brachas, Dafid Beis Amud Aleph, says you bend down at Baruch, you stand up before the Shem Hashem. Am Shmuel, my time at the Rav. What's the reason? Because the pasuk says Hashem Zoykeh Kufim, Hashem straightens up the bent. Says Abu Dram, when you say the name Hashem, you stand up straight. Hashem Zoykeh Kufim. Meaning that when you say the name of Hashem, you should be standing up straight. Maral explains, because everything comes from Hashem. Hashem's the one that straightens us out. And therefore, we should be straight when we mention Hashem's name. What are we meant to take from this? So Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas says the reason why we're bent down and then we straightened up again by the time we say the name of Hashem is because the act of bending down shows pachad, shows yira, fear, trepidation in front of Hashem. When we're standing up straight, we're displaying bitachon, trust in Hashem. Hashem's got our back. And Hashem is doing good for us. And the truth is, Rabbeinu Yonah goes further and says, these two ideas are really dependent on each other. Zeh toli bazeh. The yira, the pachad, the fear, the trepidation, is dependent on the bitachon. And the bitachon is dependent on the yira and the pachad. Shemi shiyara ma Hashem yizbarach. Someone that has fear of Hashem, hu boteach boy. Someone that has fear of Hashem takes Hashem seriously. Takes him seriously to the point where he trusts in him. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, "Biras Hashem miftach ois." The person draws a sense of strength and security from Yiras Hashem. To be aware of Hashem's presence in our lives. To be able to understand that Yira and Pachad are not scary to the point where we're unable to function. Rather, it's deeper, more profound awareness of reality. The reality of the existence of Hashem, which is incredibly humbling. But in as much as we can nullify ourselves in front of Hashem, then we realize that He's looking after us, He's caring for us, He's taking care of us. He's the one that's straightening us out. He's looking out for us and He's looking after us. So Samus says the idea of Yira is to know that everything, our entire existence depends on Hashem. There's nothing too big and there's nothing too small for Him. And therefore, our constant awareness of the fact that there's nothing else has any power other than Hashem, not in the physical world, not in the spiritual world, ought to bring us to a sense of bitachon and total reliance on Hashem and a calmness. That's what we're showing. We're bowing down. We're straightening up. Show the sense of security that comes from having an awareness of the presence of Hashem in our lives.